shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
I'm Brad Neese, live in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker at Highway Patrol headquarters, where troopers are looking for who hit a man on Highway 70 in Johnson County and killed him. Coming up, we'll have the latest on that investigation.
Plus, breaking news in Fulton County. A Trump-era DOJ official surrenders overnight just hours before the deadline. What we know about the recent arrests and reaction from Donald Trump following his historic mugshot.
And severe weather threats for the next couple of days. Today it's in the north, and for tomorrow it's from the Triangle area westward. I'll show you the timeline for storms for both days.
A lot to tell you about on this Friday. We made it to Friday. Glad you're waking up with us at this early hour of 4:30. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Ken Smith. And for Jeff Hogan, of course, we're getting a hot start to the weekend. Typical summer pattern, right? Let's get back to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRSFA Weather Center. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning. And that typical summer pattern often means some thunderstorms. And we are back to that pattern. It's been pretty quiet this week due to a high pressure system. But we're changing back to that, to afternoon and evening thunderstorm pattern. Durham County and then counties northward along the Virginia line are in that level one risk. That's a little bit smaller of an area of coverage than what we saw yesterday for today. Let's take a look what's happening outside right now. Just a little bit of cloud cover as folks are heading out the door. At lunchtime, all is quiet, and it's going to be fairly late before we see any of these thunderstorms. At 7 p.m., you can see they're way up to the north, and they come through very quickly during the evening hours. We'll move it ahead to Saturday, and Saturday, same story. They'll be fairly late, but not as late, and we'll have a better chance of seeing those storms from the Triangle area south and west. So just sort of different timelines on when we could see those thunderstorms, but a few of those could produce some wind damage and definitely some heavy rain. Here's a look at tomorrow's risk again from the Triangle area back off to the west. We take a look at what's happening around our area right now. A little bit of cloud cover. It's warm and sticky, 76 with a dew point of 67. And our hour by hour forecast is hot today. We've been talking about this, looking at highs at around 98, 99 degrees. Again, with those thunderstorms late. We take a look at Tropical Storm Franklin. It's moving east northeast at 8 miles per hour. We'll get a brand new forecast track from the Hurricane Center coming up in just about 20 minutes or so, but it's been very consistent off the coast of North Carolina as a Category 2 storm early next week. We could still see some heavy surf and some rip current danger. We're also watching that potential for some development in the Gulf, and I'll show you how that could affect North Carolina coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. Breaking news, a person is dead after being hit on U.S. 70 around 1:30 this morning. We're told the driver did not stop. Let's get to Brett Neeson, the WRAL Breaking News Tracker outside the State Highway Patrol headquarters. And Brett, what have you been able to find out?
Yeah, Ken, a tragic scene on U.S. 70. It was shut down for a few hours overnight while troopers investigated. You're looking at video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker of that scene, where troopers found that man who had appeared to be ran over by at least one vehicle there overnight near U.S. 70 and Business U.S. 70, that interchange in the Wilson's Mills area. We're going to learn the identity of that man and how he got in that roadway. We're told that the van that you see in some of this video from the Breaking News Tracker was the van that belonged to this man. So we're going to find out why he was on the side of the road and then in the middle of the road when this all happened, and whether or not troopers have any idea what kind of car may have hit him. As soon as we get an update, we'll pass it along. Live in Raleigh, Brett Neese, WRAL News.
Today's dangerous heat is causing interference with Friday night high school football games. The temperatures will be scorching, and it raises health risks for young student athletes and everyone else. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us now to explain. Many schools are pushing back kickoff times tonight because of this. Kelsey.
Hey, Renee, good morning. So schools are not only pushing their games back just about 30 minutes, like what's going to be happening tonight when Broughton plays against Corinth Holders High School. Schools are also have pushed their games back an entire day, back to Thursday. So we've got video to show you now of last night's football game of Bunn against Northampton High School. They moved up that day due to the heat. The North Carolina High School Athletic Association has precautions in place to protect these athletes. They decide whether whether it's safe to suit up based on wet bulb globe temperatures. So that measures heat stress and direct sunlight by considering factors like sun angle and cloud coverage. Dr. Daniel Park with UNC's Pediatric Emergency Department says they're seeing three times the number of young patients in the ER this year for heat-related illness.
No one is really being spared from this, and otherwise healthy young adults are coming into the emergency department with heat-related illness.
And Dr. Park says on days like this, when we know that we're going to experience extreme heat, he says that you should know the signs of heat-related illnesses. So that's increased heart rate, vomiting, nausea, anything like that. He says be sure to call 911. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
Well, for the first time in U.S. history, we're looking at the mugshot of a former president. Donald Trump is back in New Jersey this morning at his Westminster Golf Club after posting a $200,000 bond and being released from jail. There were other conditions of his release, including not using social media to intimidate co-defendants or witnesses in this case. Early this morning, former Justice Department official Jeffrey Clark became the 13th person to surrender in the case. Six others have until noon today to do so, according to a deadline set by the Fulton County DA, Fani Willis. Trump posted his mugshot to X, formerly known as Twitter, last night in his first post to that platform since January 2021. He added the captions, election interference and never surrender. Now, before boarding his plane to leave Georgia, Trump repeated his baseless claim the 2020 election was stolen from him.
We did nothing wrong at all, and we have every right, every single right, to challenge an election that we think is dishonest, that we think it's very dishonest.
Fulton County's DA wants the trial for Trump and 18 co-defendants to begin October 23rd. Well, Trump's campaign team is seeking to use his mugshot as a rallying cry for donations. Political expert David McClellan from Meredith College tells WRL it may take on a different tone.
A mugshot makes him seem just like an everyday criminal. And so I think it's going to have that kind of effect on some voters. They're going to look at him differently than they look at him wearing his three-piece suit.
Well, sources telling CNN Trump chose to appear defiant in that mugshot, purposefully choosing not to smile.
Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows is also out of jail this morning. He surrendered in Fulton County, Georgia yesterday, hours before Trump was arrested. The former North Carolina congressman agreed to a $100,000 bond with prosecutors. Meadows and his legal team are still working to have his case moved to federal court.
Also this morning, one of Trump's co-defendants, Harrison Floyd, remains in jail this morning. The former director of Black Voices of Trump is expected to have his first court appearance today. As of right now, he's the only one in this case who is still behind bars. We know he did not have a prearranged bond before turning himself in.
If you'd like to read more about the Georgia election probe indictments, you can head to WRL.com or check for updates on our app when we are not on the air.
A month and a half long search for Alicia Watts is now over. Her body was found just 20 minutes from her home yesterday. The discovery was made near a cemetery in Norman, North Carolina. That's in Montgomery County, about an hour south of Greensboro. Her boyfriend, James Dunmore, was arrested and charged with her murder. It wasn't the end the family and friends wanted, and they're holding out for justice.
My friend did not deserve this at all, at all. She was such a good person, and she did so much for this community. And I just don't understand why.
Dunmore has a violent past with prior convictions for kidnapping dating back to 2003. He will make his first court appearance Monday morning.
Durham police are working to figure out who shot and killed the man and why. Sky 5 flew over the scene along Ash Street near Cody Street. There was a car smashed into a utility pole, and the car appeared to have bullet holes in the windshield. This happened yesterday evening around 5. Officers say the man was taken to the hospital where he died.
Well, this morning, nearly 700,000 customers in Michigan and Ohio have no power because of storms moving through the area overnight. The storm also brought heavy rainfall with it. In Detroit, some roadways are flooded and impassable. Roadways at the Detroit Metropolitan Wayne County Airport are back open this morning, though, after flooding partly blocked a terminal. Thunderstorms also stopped incoming flights Thursday. There's also the potential for dangerous heat this afternoon and the threat of more severe storms tonight.
Happening today, a new visitor center is opening at Eno River State Park. A ribbon cutting is happening at 2 this afternoon at the new center. It's on Coal Mill Road in Durham. Governor Cooper will speak at the ceremony. Eno River State Park celebrated its 50th birthday earlier this week.
Well, if you need to make a trip to the DMV later this summer, or maybe this fall, listen up. First, the Saturday hours at certain locations are ending, which means the last day to walk in on a Saturday is tomorrow. But don't worry, 5 more locations are opening up at 7 a.m. That includes the Clayton office on Highway 70 and the Garner office on Forest Hills Drive. The DMV is often criticized for lack of appointments and long wait times. Commissioner Wayne Goodwin says the state has expanded services that are available online. Now, if you're eligible to take advantage of the services online, you won't have to step foot into a DMV for a long time.
Nash County Public Schools is looking to fill positions ahead of their first day of school Monday. A job fair is happening today from 11 to 4. It will be at Nash Central High School in Rocky Mount. The school system is looking to fill teaching, staff, and administration positions. Some positions will hire on spot and with sign-on bonuses.
With back to school right around the corner, some parents may wonder if their child is neurodivergent. An expert shares his opinion on the behaviors you should pay attention to if you have these questions.
Plus, an investigation is underway at a school that singled out black students. Parents share concerns that have their children feeling uncomfortable and furious.
And taking a live look now at Durham this morning, it's going to be a hot one today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will tell us how close we will be to breaking a heat record.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:44. We take a live look at Apex. All is quiet right now. It's, you know, a typical summer morning. We had a couple of mornings there that it felt really refreshing. But our temperatures are upper 60s to mid 70s. 76 right now in Fayetteville, 70 in Lewisburg, 73 in Southern Pines, 69 in Tarboro, 70 degrees in Goldsboro. Walking the dog this morning, again, you know, it feels like an August start, and it's going to be a very hot afternoon. If you're walking the dog after work, temperatures will still be in the mid to upper 90s, and the heat index will be in the low 100s. We do have a better chance for storms today, and it is likely to be evening, so we're not likely to see those until maybe 9 or 10 o'clock, closer to midnight. We're going to walk through the timeline for storms and another potential for severe weather on Saturday.
Well, there are concerns over what some call hate this morning after Cary Town Council candidate had her sign vandalized. Sarika Bansal is running for Cary Town Council and was shocked when someone sent her this photo of her campaign sign near the Hycroft subdivision. It appears to have a photo of a young African-American boy covering her sign. Bansal says it sends a terrible message of hate.
Everybody needs to come out and vote. And now all the more reason for everyone to come out and support this campaign, because this campaign is about diversity. I think this is a poor joke. If it was a joke, I think it is a very, very poor joke.
Bansal says she's considering contacting the police department today.
With the new school year starting Monday, many parents have questions about whether their child is neurodivergent. That can include ADHD, autism, anxiety, and learning difficulties. We spoke with a child psychologist who says parents should trust their instincts and ask for help when you feel your child is struggling.
I want to think about noticing any behaviors or emotional dysregulation that's stopping a child from accessing things that help them grow and learn, which is being out in the community, building relationships with each other, being able to go to school and learn in a group.
Talking to your child's teacher or pediatrician can also help you get an objective opinion on how your child is doing. You can find this full interview and more signs to look for on WREL.com.
A Florida principal and elementary school teacher are on leave this morning after an assembly singled out black students. The school district now apologizes, saying nothing about the assembly was appropriate. It happened in a community about an hour north of Orlando. The district says groups of black students were pulled out of class and presented with this PowerPoint. One page was titled "The Problem," followed by a bullet point that says African Americans have underperformed on standardized assessment for the past 3 years. The slides offered competitions as solutions and fast food incentives to students who raise their scores. Parents are outraged and say their children are now asking questions.
my daughter, how does it make you feel? I feel like I am not good enough. And that is infuriating.
Well, the district's interim superintendent issued a formal apology. She says additional action could be taken against the school staff, depending on what the investigation finds. Next week, the district is planning to hold a public forum for parents and community leaders to share concerns and solutions.
Hundreds of thousands of people will be on the National Mall this weekend to mark the 60th anniversary of the March on Washington. The highlight of that day in 1963 was Dr. Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. Tomorrow's event in Washington is themed not a commemoration, a continuation. In addition to the themes of civil rights, jobs, and economic opportunities on which the original event focused, Saturday's event will also address a range of issues, including threats to democracy, criminal justice reform, and voting rights.
Well, back at home, did you know the WRUL News studio has 4 hives of bees living on top of our roof? Well, here's something you don't see every day. Beekeepers in full suits here last night moving the bees to the temporary vacation home. Now, because of roof construction, they'll be vacationing at the Capital Broadcasting Solar Farm in Garner, where they'll have plenty of flowers and fresh air. The bees have been part of the WRUL family for 8 years, one of the original rooftops supporting a sustainable and agricultural program with Bee Downtown.
I did know about those beehives because 8 years ago, I did that story when we put them up there and was up on the rooftop in a whole bee suit. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRUL Severe Weather Center. Let's talk about the big picture of what we're going to see weather-wise with the extreme heat.
Yeah, I was wondering if they were moving the bees because of the heat up there on the roof. The other thing is we get a wonderful treat every Christmas. We get little jars of the honey from the bees that are up on our roof. Here's a look at severe thunderstorms that are developing across our area right now. We had a bunch of those overnight. It's starting to see that weakening just a little bit, but around midnight or so, there were a bunch of severe thunderstorm warnings and tornado warnings up here across parts of the Northeast. We're going to see some of that dropping down on us later on tonight, but we won't be experiencing that until after sunset. We do have a level one risk for severe storms along our northern counties, and that does include Durham County and Orange County, but not Wake County. It doesn't mean that you won't see any of these thunderstorms across the rest of the viewing area, but there's just a better chance for wind damage in those northern counties. Let's walk through today. A little bit of cloud cover out there this morning. We'll see mostly sunny skies around lunchtime, and then that disturbance starts to drop closer to us. At 7 p.m., it's still in Virginia. By 10 p.m., we're looking at it from Rocky Mount northward, up around Durham northward. Around midnight, it starts to drop right into our viewing area. So it's something that might wake you up in the middle of the night. It dissipates around 3 a.m. or so. It may be very heavy rain, some thunder and lightning that comes through overnight with a chance for some wind damage. Let's jump ahead to Saturday. Another one in a different part of the viewing area, our south and western counties, and earlier too at 3 o'clock, you can start to see that developing back to the west. At 4 to 5 o'clock, it's almost out of our viewing area to the west. But again, our western counties have the potential for some late afternoon storms that could be severe tomorrow. We take a look at our temperatures right now heading out the door, 76. So it's a warm start for us this morning. We'll climb up to almost 90 degrees by lunchtime. Expect to see dry conditions this morning around the Triangle area. But again, later this afternoon, this evening, we have that chance for some severe storms. Raleigh 98, Durham 98, Fayetteville 99. So very hot day today. And of course, we talked about Football Friday and how some of those games will be starting a little bit later. At 8 o'clock, it'll be 90 degrees, feeling like around mid-90s. And then, of course, those temperatures will begin to fall. Take a look at that muggy meter. It is tropical today all the way through Monday, so the heat index is going to be an issue. It'll feel like 103 this afternoon, 106 on Saturday, and 96 on Sunday. So we just start to see better feel for Sunday. Some scorching heat across the middle of the country, and that starts to move in our direction. We'll be close to a record high for Raleigh and Fayetteville, but we did drop our forecast high just a little bit. Speaking of dropping highs, once we get to next week, check out these 80s, but we also move into a wetter pattern. We'll talk more about that coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. Well, don't miss Football Friday tonight. It's the longest running high school football highlight show in the state, covering over 20 high school football games. Tune in for all the action tonight right here in WRUL at 11:35.
An unusual suspect is on the loose this morning, a monkey. Up next, the efforts that are happening as people in Florida try to catch the monkey that's been spotted at restaurants and throughout a town.
Interesting. Well, also, seeds from the moon to grow trees. how you may be able to apply for a living piece of spaceflight history from NASA.